a word for you from Daniel chapter 3, verse 4. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, the trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning, fiery furnace." There's no choice given here. This shows us what the devil is like. He forces people. He gives no choice. There's no freedom in comparison to the Lord our God, who invites people to come to Him, invites people to choose the way of righteousness. There is a great difference between this fallen angel, the devil, and God, who is righteous and who has the power to force but doesn't. So here, King Nebuchadnezzar is behind it all. He has forgotten what he has said very recently regarding Daniel, who revealed the dream or the vision, where he had said, "Truly your God is God of gods, Lord of kings," etc. But now he sets up another god, one of the gods of Babylon. In a sense, it's a god unto himself. And here he tells the herald, "This is what you are to proclaim." And everybody was gathered, at least all the leaders. In verse 3 it says, the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of all the provinces are gathered here for the dedication of the image. In other words, all the leading government officials, because they were to go back to their provinces and announce the same message that was given here by the herald, that you are commanded, you will bow down before this image. And in fact, everybody does, except for three, and you can be sure Daniel as well, but Daniel is out of the story. He's probably physically away somewhere else at this time, and the focus here is on the three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those were the only ones, but everybody else obeyed. There was a forcefulness about it. Perhaps there were even some Jews who were friends of the three who said, "Well, we'll bow down, but in our hearts we won't." Are you like that? Are you a compromiser?